This time I will call to order the meeting, regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. It is July 20th, 2017. The time is 6:30 p.m. And we read a introduction regarding the audio recording. This time I'll read that this meeting of the Genoa Township Trustees was audio recorded, and this is a written summary of that meeting. The audio recording or any referenced resolutions and documents are the official record, and this written summary is a secondary record of this meeting. If a discrepancy exists between the audio recording and written summary, the audio recording will have precedence. If all or any portion of the audio recording is inaudible or unavailable, this written summary in total or for the portion of will be used in lieu of the audio recording. Copies of the audio recording and written summary of this meeting are available on Genoa's website or by contacting Genoa's fiscal officer. So at this time, all trustees are present. Our fiscal officer, our chief of police, our chief of fire, who is also acting as acting administrator tonight, and Paul Wise's absence. We have Linda Greco, our human resources, Joe Schaefer, director of zoning and development, and Leslie Strader, director of communications. I think that's who we have. I did say, and Steve Gamble, chief of police. So at this time, I would ask Mark Berman if he would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sure, why not? It's been a while.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good, Mark. You remembered it. All right, appreciate it. Okay, at this time, we will go into public comment, and I believe we have at least two people who had requested to speak. Is Kelsey here?
Not here yet.
Okay, Jackie Bain with the County General Health District. Talk about the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign.
Well, thank you very much.
Welcome to Genoa Township.
Yeah, thank you. Been here before. Great town. Actually, I am with the Community Health Division with Delaware General Health District, and in that capacity, I am the coordinator for the Safe Communities Program, which is granted from the Ohio Department of Public Safety through federal funds from National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So,
why don't you exchange that out?
Yeah, so. Okay, sorry.
There. Actually,
I think maybe I was in the wrong place. Thank you. Okay. One of the things I'm tasked with is to promote the slogans, the campaign programs of NHTSA, and one of them is the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. It happens every year around the 15th of August through the Labor Day weekend, and that's because this is a time of year when a lot of people are drinking and driving. Because of the season and it's Labor Day weekend and such, a last hurrah before the end of summer. So every year, one of the coalition partners and the Genoa Township Police Station and Fire Station departments are part of our coalition, obviously, will host that event, and we do a kickoff. And the whole idea behind that is to get us on the news, get our communities recognized as supporting. Genoa Township Police Department is a great supporter of all of law enforcement initiatives, participates in everything with the sheriff, the highway patrol, and so forth. So a couple things I wanted to make you aware of. We are going to do the campaign kickoff here on the 17th, 10 a.m. in the morning at McNamara Park under the shelter. I've been arranging that with Leslie and Chief Gamble. And so we're going to go ahead and have some speakers come in and hopefully get some publicity. And what I'd love to have is some support from the trustees and from the township, placing banners beyond what the police officers maybe are doing. Something we did in Orange Township for the Click It or Ticket, the seatbelt campaign recently, they hosted, and actually they did a resolution proclaiming that whole month for awareness of the campaign for seatbelts. So I wanted to maybe throw out there that maybe we can do that for your August 10th or August 3rd meeting, okay, if you would be interested. And I know we got some publicity off of that. And because we have, I think it's like 100,000 people or 10,000 people a year annually in the United States die from drunk driving. And we have a significant portion that happens here in our county. It's usually anywhere from a third to 50% of our traffic deaths. Last year we had 24 traffic deaths. Oddly enough, and I say oddly because it's not the usual, we had about 8 pedestrians. We don't normally have 8. And most of them, it was their fault because they were intoxicated or under the influence of opiates and things like that. So I'm sure you're all aware this problem is everywhere, not just in Delaware. So your support is greatly appreciated. If that would work, I'd be much obliged. Okay. And I am also going to invite you all to attend that morning if you can.
Okay. So are you asking of anything of us tonight, or is this mainly just for information purposes?
Yes. Okay. I wanted to make you aware. We're doing something here in your township. I think Leslie is going to handle helping get that news out to the citizens, through your Facebook page, your multimedia type things, because we want the citizens to know they're part of it and that the people they've elected to represent them support this in hopes of persuading people to make better choices behind the wheel. So
the event on the 17th,
yes.
That's obviously open to the public.
Yes, it is open to the public. I'd like to have the public invited. That would be better coming from, obviously, their township leadership.
Okay.
A lot of times we just have all of our law enforcement partners and coalition partners, which is also fine. We make it look like a lot of people to the media no matter what.
Sure.
And we show off all the law enforcement will be in place. We ask them to bring their vehicles. The one thing that I want to touch on, I usually wouldn't let the cat out of the bag about what I'm doing, but in light of the very recent tragic crash with the young people. No, alcohol and all of that, nothing like that was part of this, and I know that. I actually review the crashes where people die for the health department, and we will be doing that in time right now. It's still under investigation, but I know it's a little sensitive. One of the things we're going to do for our speaker is actually going to be Clay Snyder from Snyder Funeral Homes. He is going to give that perspective, and I will make sure that the Meachums, the Genoa Church, and that they're aware. They're always big supporters. I know Chappie was part of that death notification, unfortunately. So, and they're here from your community, which is nice, too. So I just wanted to make you aware. It's a little edgy sometimes, but we have to do that sometimes to get the attention of the public.
Right.
So I assure you it'll be in good taste.
Very good.
Okay. If you have any questions, I'll leave you with my cards with Leslie, okay?
That'd be great.
All right. Any
Chief, anything to add? I mean, I know we have a tendency of picking up some folks from time to time, driving while impaired.
Yep.
It's a problem here as it is in every community, and our officers are very vigilant looking for impaired drivers.
Yeah. It's not crazy out of control, but you've got 3C, and there's a lot of people travel that. I know we've had some unfortunate incidents with the motorcycles and being intoxicated. So, I think it's going to be a great event.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, Jackie. Right. We look forward to seeing you on the 17th, actually on the 3rd you'll be, right?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Is Kelsey here?
Kelsey?
Not yet, okay. Then we'll go ahead. Anyone else for public comment? And as we always say, this is kind of open mic. If you want to speak on any of the issues further into the agenda, you're more than welcome to, but this is just an open public comment period. No one? All right. We'll come back to that then. We'll go into trustee comments. Any comments?
Do we have a update on estimated cost for the painting and repairing of the Red Barn? That was supposed to be at this meeting.
I haven't received it.
All right. I spoke with Bill Bird in follow-up to our last meeting concerning the possible donation or free pre-engineered metal building,
mm-hmm.
and it is still available.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It is. So it's approximately 3,700 square feet, 50 by 74. So I'd like the maintenance department or roads and bridges, roads and buildings department to take a look at that to see if it might fit in lieu of some of the possible buildings that we're looking at down there.
Okay.
Gary, it may be a way to reduce the cost of new construction if we could get that one free.
Yep.
So those are the only two things that I had.
Okay. Connie?
I have just one thing, and unfortunately our parks and maintenance folks aren't here this evening, but we'll get the message to them. One of the things that I've noticed as the grandmother of six and three of them in diapers is that not all restrooms have changing tables for babies, and specifically not men's restrooms. I took a little side trip to our newest restrooms in McNamara Park, the ones we just put up on the east end. The ladies' restroom doesn't even have a changing table. And I would like to propose that we as trustees ask our folks to look into the cost of adding these to all restrooms, public facilities that our township controls, both in the women's and the men's. I think it's inappropriate to ask anyone with a small child to lay that child on the floor of the restroom to change their diapers.
Yep.
I think it's a small service that we can provide.
Okay.
So,
Gary?
Thank
Gary
you.
We'll follow up on that. Anything else, Connie?
That's it. Thank
okay.
you.
A couple updates from Bob regarding Hilmar and Medallion, the road work there. Apparently, they've gone in and they've done the grinding on Hilmar and are going to start paving Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And so they will be starting to pave those 3 days. Medallion West, I believe that is, they're going to start grinding on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then paving Friday, Saturday, and Monday. So we're going to have some activity going on a couple of those pretty busy roads, but I know... we've had signs up and we've done outreach. Bob also has gotten flyers out and we'll be getting those out to the residents along those. So just an update on those two projects. And I understand that Freeman Road is it's getting there, as are some of the other projects in the township. But I don't care where you go in Ohio, I travel all over the state of Ohio and there are orange barrels and detours everywhere in Ohio. So it's just that time of year. And hopefully in another month or two, everything will be under control. So, all right, any other comments? If not, fiscal officer.
Yes, sir. First of all, June financials. All the financials are on the website for review, including these have already been uploaded. I'll have them for your signature. The balance of $15,566,286.78. That investments, we have $11,298,867.12, and the primary account is $4,267,419.66. Everything is cleared, reconciled, and again on the website for review if anyone wants to see that.
Okay.
And then I would just ask for approval of meeting minutes of June 1, June 15, and June 26th.
I will move to approve the written summaries for June 1st, June 15th, June 26th of the regular trustee meetings.
Okay.
Second that.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
Actually, the June 26th is not a regular meeting. It was actually a special meeting. So June 1 and June 15th were regular meetings. June 26th was a special meeting.
Okay. All right. Seconded. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And Trustee Goodman, those corrections were on the new one.
Thank you. Ms. Batten had indicated they would
okay.
be made.
Thank you. That's all I have.
All right. Development zoning. Joe?
I have no items for the development and zoning department in lieu of Mr. Wise's absence this evening. He did add a couple of items under my department, so I could take care of them for him. The first item is the last meeting you had talked about possibly scheduling some public hearings to get some public input on the issue of medical marijuana in the township. I think we were just looking to try to set up some dates. I have the facility calendar here in front of me, so it may be easier for you guys to maybe talk about dates and then while you're trying to figure out which ones work best for you, I can look them up here to see if we have a facility available. I know there was discussion at the last meeting about maybe trying to hold them at different times of day, maybe even different places. I don't know if you need the hall or if you think the conference room would be sufficient, but I can look at it here.
Do you have some dates there that are available that we could, might be easier to do it that way?
Obviously, you could always piggyback on a trustee meeting night and do something before the meeting. That may be the easiest for everyone's, for at least for your schedules, because you already know you've got to obviously be here. Other than that, it's a little bit hit and miss because, honestly, especially summertime, the calendar's just, it's pretty full. We try to reserve Monday nights for zoning business and other internal
what's available
business.
What's available in August, Joe? Sorry.
In August? Ask. Sure.
Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Do you prefer the hall? Is that what you'd like
yes.
me to look at? August 1st is National Night Out, so that probably wouldn't be a good evening. The first Parks Advisory
from
is
the 15th
on the
through the 30th.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't
so that we get
from
enough
the 15th.
Time to advertise.
You're meeting on the 17th. You could have one before that. Are you interested in Fridays or weekends?
No.
Monday, August 21st looks to be available.
In the evening?
In the evening.
Does that work for other trustees?
It can, yeah.
That's fine.
But you said that's zoning night?
Okay. No, we just hold them on Monday nights
okay.
in case we have to have
in case you have okay.
township meetings.
So the 17th and 21st would be two possibilities, correct?
Correct.
17th would be before the trustee meeting.
Correct.
Yeah.
My preference would be to have it solo so that we don't prematurely terminate the meeting if there's good discussion.
I'm fine with that. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me.
We just don't really know what the discussion is going to be.
I have absolutely no idea.
Right. So let's do the 21st, 7 o'clock. Does that work for you?
It works for me.
Okay.
That's fine.
So let's put us down for the 21st.
7 p.m. August 21st here yep. in this room. Do you wish to schedule any others at this time, or do you want to see how that...
See how that plays out.
Okay. The only other item I have on the agenda in regards to that is the County Prosecutor's Office did prepare for you a template medical marijuana resolution for you to consider this evening, should you choose.
And I think the thought behind that was that until something was done, it kind of gives us a fallback position. We can always rescind the resolution. Once we have a meeting, if people are in arms that we've outlawed doing it, we can always rescind it. But in the meantime, it does allow us to really have a control. So I don't know what the wishes of the trustees would be, but...
We were going to find out when we have to do something before it becomes a free-for-all. I've not heard when that date is.
My understanding was that Andrew King had said that we should do something sooner rather than later.
I understand.
With the option of rescinding if we change our mind.
I understand, but there is a guaranteed earliest date where nobody can do anything, whether we approve it or not approve it. After X date, it is open unless we do something. I thought somebody was going to tell us what that date was.
And that's possible. I know it was discussed. I guess... My thought is, if you pass the resolution, it doesn't matter when the date is.
You're correct, right.
So if you don't pass the resolution, then you run the risk of forgetting to pass the resolution, having the date come by, having someone tomorrow walk in with a proposal, and before we even have the meeting. So I guess I would recommend that we go ahead with a resolution.
Yes.
With a caveat that it can always be rescinded.
And I agree with that. And so I will move to approve the resolution as presented regarding the prohibition of the number of cultivators, processors, and retail dispensaries for medical marijuana at this time.
Right.
I think that that's important. So I do have a couple others. But that's the motion.
Okay. I'll go ahead and second the motion. Any further discussion?
I would like to propose that we amend, revise the document as presented to the second paragraph would be inserted, whereas the board finds that at this time it is in the best interest. Then I would also propose that number one, under the actual resolution, that it continue after the word Genoa Township until the board schedules future meetings to receive public input, and then delete item number two, because I don't think this is not going to go, we're not going to direct a zoning commission to do this. This will be a board of trustees decision, and the zoning commission hopefully is working on the zoning resolution, so I don't want them to be bogged down with this.
What was your first one, Frank? I missed that one.
First one would be, whereas, a second paragraph.
Right.
Whereas the board finds that at this time.
Okay.
It is in the best interest.
All right.
The second proposed revision would be after number one,
right,
until the board schedules future meetings to receive public input.
Okay.
Delete number two in its entirety. And then number on number three, middle of the paragraph, it says this board, and I propose delete in any of its committees, because we're not going to have any committees. We may subsequently have committees, but we don't have any at this point in time. So it's just not applicable. So those would be the four changes that I would propose.
Okay.
To the as presented.
All right. Any other discussion? I'll go ahead and second those amendments. Any other discussion?
This is going to be, as Carl said, an interim resolution. It may become permanent, but we need to do something so that we don't get caught off guard with either the cultivators, the processors, or the retail dispensaries. We will have public hearings. We do want public input into this, but this is a temporary resolution.
And I would be opposed to making this a temporary resolution. I believe it should be a permanent resolution until at such time we would decide to rescind it. The problems with a temporary resolution and wording some of this as recommended here is that if we don't do certain things, we miss a deadline, then we are obliged to follow this revised document. I think the way it is written is what is recommended. It's what has its teeth in it. And we can always rescind that, but it gives us the option, it gives us the document that says nothing can happen in our township unless we change our mind without any caveats.
Okay. Joe, I have a question on number two. The board directs the zoning commission. So really, we're not directing them at this time, Frank. That's what you're saying.
Correct.
In the future, we may. I mean, I don't know if this would have to be spelled out in the zoning resolution at some point in time. But
if you keep this resolution on the books, assuming the state law doesn't change and we don't rescind this,
then it doesn't
matter. I don't think there'd be any need to amend the zoning resolution. I think this resolution would carry the day.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we have a motion. It's been seconded. We have contrary opinion as to whether it should happen or not. So your argument, Connie, is that as it was proposed, and I believe this did come from the county prosecutor's office, that you're saying that if with these changes, something could revert back to the way it is currently without the resolution?
Not necessarily, but when we put it at this time, it means that, you know, we may change our mind, which we could, but we can simply do that by rescinding this document without any additional verbiage in it. And so I see no use to put in all these caveats. I think the way the document is written, it's a firm, legal, binding document.
I guess I would agree with number two. I mean, I don't see that happening right now. And again, if this were to pass, it is the resolution of the trustees. Mm-hmm. if we decided or found out that it needed to be part of the zoning resolution, then I guess it could be added.
You could always make a subsequent motion.
Correct.
Or just even a request of the Zoning Commission to look into a matter just like you would any other matter.
I'm most concerned with the, whereas the board finds that at this time, that okay. puts a time frame in here, changing number one to add until the board schedules hearings, however that was worded, and I don't have a problem with, and any of the committees, we don't have any committees, and I'm okay with deleting number two. It's the first two items that I'm very concerned about.
Frank, any response?
No. I think it's more informative, the purpose of the resolution, by adding these revisions.
And I think that what we're discussing here is available for anyone who is listening to this audio or who looks at the written summary slash minutes, that this is a document that is legally binding and that we are going to take additional public input. We've already scheduled a date for that, date, time, and place. And we may, in the future, rethink this. But for now, I'd like it to be firm and binding.
Okay. Okay. Any other comments? Guess not. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
No.
Ms. Goodman?
No.
Okay. You want to come back, Frank, with a second motion? We have agreement on two of those.
No.
Okay. Connie, do you want to go forward with a motion on, which would be basically the ones that Frank offered as far as deleting item number two and then the language on the committees?
I will make a motion to accept this resolution as written, with the deletion of number two. The board directs the Zoning Commission to study amending the zoning resolution to be consistent with this prohibition, and in number three, deleting the phrase "and of any of its committees."
Okay. All right. I'll second that motion. Any discussion on that? Okay. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Got it done.
Mr. Myers, do they need to sign that this evening? I saw that there was a space for, on the second page, further signatures.
We'll have to redraft it. We'll have to redraft it, yeah.
Oh, okay, because of the edits. Okay.
The resolution stands.
Yeah,
it stands.
It doesn't need a signature.
Okay.
I
just saw the spaces that they provided them, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and get it signed after we change it.
So, How are we going to promote this? You have the language, the understanding as to what the public meeting is all about.
I'll work with Joe.
Okay.
Paul.
Yeah, we'll sit down and
strategize on that.
All right. And so it'll be open for public comment. Are we going to have someone who's going to do a presentation relative to what this issue is all about? Unless you're just going to have an open mic, I think we need to have some kind of an explanation as to what the meeting is and what the issue is.
I would foresee that we would have two, potentially three meetings. The first meeting I could see is just being a general. You know, we could read the law and just get open feedback, positive or negative or no opinion. But your idea about having a proponent and an opponent do a 10 or 15 minute presentation would be good.
Not sure. I don't think that's what I meant. I just meant we need to have someone explain what's the issue. You know, why are we here? You know, we passed the resolution, but what does that really mean? And what if we didn't pass the resolution? What could happen in the township? What couldn't happen? I think we need someone that has an understanding of the issue to be able to explain it. And I agree, the first meeting could be a general meeting. And if we have a big turnout, there could be a need for more. But just to open it up for comment, I don't know if people are going to
Are you thinking one of the trustees, or are you thinking an outside person?
Well, I'm possibly thinking someone like Andrew, legal, who really could speak to the law.
That's fine.
Yeah. So he's coming tonight. Maybe we can check with him tonight.
As long as it's not a pro or a con.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
A proponent or a opponent, just as long as it's, for lack of a better word, the facts.
Yeah.
And then, but I could foresee, you know, a proponent and an opponent subsequently to as a second meeting once the people get the initial introduction, just different points of view in order to make an informed opinion, their informed opinion.
And I think that will happen naturally between residents and other interested parties who may or may not be residents who will attend these hearings and give their opinions either way.
Because there is organization, I think, on both sides. There are people you can go to. And Okay.
So, Leslie, could you kind of shepherd this for us? You kind of know what we're looking for. We'll talk to Andrew tonight.
Mm-hmm.
To see if he would be willing to be the initial introductory commentary.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
All right. Good. Appreciate it. Thank you. Communications. Goes right in, Leslie.
Go to Leslie, Joe, what's the status of the revising the zoning resolution?
Commission had their regular meeting on July 10th. They did discuss the concerns raised by the trustees at the early July meeting. I believe the commission is looking to have some substantive material done by probably the end of summer on the signs. And they did schedule a special meeting on August 7th to concentrate just on the zoning resolution related matters. And turns out that was a good idea because now they've got two applications they're going to be considering at the August 14th meeting. So having the special meeting was definitely a good idea. So I think their goal is to, I'm not sure they're 100% sure they're going to be able to have something in your hands by the end of the summer in September, but they definitely plan on having it pretty substantively completed. They were pretty happy with the latest iteration that I came up with. Peter Griggs was at the last meeting, was able to speak to it. So I think they're comfortable with the direction we're heading now. Now it's just going to be fine-tuning, I think, some of the numbers and some of the individual concepts, which is a good idea.
Thanks, Joe. Is the trustees willing to give the Zoning Commission a hard date, a due date, to get this done? Because I am.
What is the date?
Well, if he's saying September 30th, I'll go. I did have written down September 1st. I'll go to September 30th.
So what are we asking them to have? We asking them to have the sign resolution? Are we having the total zoning resolution?
The secondary.
If I thought that I could get another vote, I'd have the whole resolution by 9:30, but I don't think I can get another vote. So I'll be happy with the sign, and then let's pick October 31 and everything else. And if they need more time, then they can come ask for more time.
Okay.
They did discuss the other resolution, and that they sort of tentatively plotted out to have something hopefully to you before the end of the year.
No, you use the full resolution.
There's two amendments going on, the signs amendment and then the amendment to cover basically all the other sections.
Right.
They want to concentrate on signs first, and I think that's the right decision because it's the one that's giving staff the most heartburn day to day.
Okay.
And then follow up with reviewing the rest of it. They do think they'll be able to move quickly on the second amendment once they get through sort of the signs, because the Second Amendment contains just a lot of really boilerplate language we got from Mr. Griggs on what you need to add and what you need to delete. So there may not be a ton of really discussion about the policy. It's just going to be understanding what the changes are and making sure they're comfortable with just how things are worded.
So from a procedural standpoint, if we go with Frank's suggestion, September 30th, then is that then the document that comes to the trustees for our review, or is that... I mean, what is the next step after that?
Just to be clear, just because you set a deadline for September 30th, if they're not done by that point, I can't take the document to you. We can't supersede the state's process because the trustees decided they wanted to review it. We have to, once they initiate, if the ball's really in their court unless the trustees decided they wanted to initiate an amendment.
The ball's in our court because if we set September 30th as the date that we wanted, then you back up from September 30th and make things happen.
Okay, so the ball,
if the commission
is
comfortable
in our court.
With it.
If we set that date.
I can't speak for five members on the commission. I just am not comfortable guaranteeing something for a document I don't even have a vote on. So I'm just hesitant to speak for five people.
Joe, can you remind everyone of the process once the Zoning Commission initiates that, the next steps that have to happen before it comes to us so we get a better time frame?
Sure. So once they initiate it, that'll be the official signal for staff that we have to do the public hearing notification in the paper. I can't remember off the top of my head what the exact timeline for that is, but it's probably at least a couple weeks, if not more. Then they have the actual hearing itself. And they can have as many hearings as they feel like they need to before they make a decision. Hopefully we only need to have one because we will have done a lot of the heavy lifting up front. But again, I can't speak for how five members may decide to vote on something or act upon something. So once they vote on it, then it's just sort of like a development plan. I bring their recommendation to you, and then we basically go through the whole process over again of, you have to set a public hearing date. We have to wait some time so we can run the notification so the public has enough time to review the document. Then you'll have a hearing, and then obviously the trustees would take as many meetings as they would like to do to take action.
So could you put together a couple scenarios based on a September 30th, having it done, okay? Whatever the process, the state mandated process is.
Yes, I can plot that out.
How does that work backwards?
Yep.
And then if you could do pick another number, October 15th, October 30th, and give us another sequence of what dates have to fall when within
sure.
that
be happy
mandated
that.
Time. That way we have some timelines
some
that we're
understanding.
Actually working with.
Yeah, I certainly
okay.
can do that.
So in the meantime, so let's, if you can get that put together soon, let's still keep working towards September 30th.
And I truly believe that's their goal. I mean, they're hoping that maybe they could, now that they have two applications on the 14th, it's going to get a little tighter. I think the hope was maybe have this meeting on the 7th, hopefully crunch through it all, initiate on the 14th, which means we could schedule the hearing in probably like mid-September, have that done and have the recommendation to you for you in like the first meeting in October. It's a very optimistic timeline, but it's possible.
Okay.
Now that they've got two applications on the 14th, that muddies the waters a little bit. Now they could have special
sure.
meetings to certainly,
So would we anticipate, would we anticipate comments from businesses, people who drive around the township sticking signs in right-of-ways, all kind of things like that? I mean, are people going to come in and...
It's certainly possible, to be honest. It's been crickets the last few meetings we've been talking about it. There's been no one in the audience. But then again, we haven't had to do any public notification. So the word probably hasn't really gotten out there too much that it's happening.
All right. So let's work towards September 30th, put together a couple of timelines for us so we have some actual dates that we can look at.
Certainly.
And that's the next meeting. Okay.
So I don't want to make it sound like they're not working towards it. I just, again, don't want to commit for something I'm not voting on. So.
Okay.
Joe, you mentioned that Zoning Commission has received two applications. What are those two applications?
The two applications, the first is the Vinmar Village Phases 4, 5, and 6 site located immediately north of the existing Vinmar Village development that's under construction. This is the site, if you recall, the Zoning Commission had a site walkabout back on in May. So they have formally submitted, and the second site is the, it's called Hawk's Nest at Highland Lakes. It is the southwest corner of Big Walnut and Worthington. It's the old Day Spring Church property and a couple of residential home properties and one vacant lot there. That one we haven't had the site walk on because the commission decided they didn't need to walk it again because they walked that site last year.
Okay.
And basically there's been very little turnover in terms of the regular voting members. They were all basically there. So that site is single family units. I believe it's condo-style ownership. I think it's approximately 30 units.
I think you referred to it as Vinmar 4, 5, and 6.
Correct.
Who is the applicant on that one?
Roman Allen and Hughes.
Why is it 4, 5, and 6? Because it would be a new development because Roman Allen and Hughes did not do Vinmar.
They were the master developer, and then they just sell out the actual construction and development of the individual lots to the home builder. But they were the original developer. And ultimately when it gets built, I think it's probably going to fall under the Vinmar Village HOA. They're looking at this basically as just an expansion of the Vinmar Village plan, but they did decide when they were designing the plan not to try to take any of the existing Vinmar Village features and count it towards their zoning requirements. From a regulatory standpoint, they are designing it so they can meet all of the zoning requirements if this was as a standalone development.
And who is the applicant for the Big Walnut Road?
It's Hawk's Nest Premier Living. I think it's an LLC. The listed contact is Pat Shively.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
I have nothing else for you this evening.
Very good. Thanks, Joe.
All right, now communications.
All right, well, you guys asked last week about the schedule for the website. I did follow up with our contractor, and in the time since the last meeting, we now have a raw HTML website live on the web. Private, so I can send you guys the URL if you'd like to check it out, what it feels like to click. It doesn't have content loaded in it yet. It's very raw, but it's up and it looks beautiful. Yeah, you can even pull it up on your phone and it prompts you to install an app on your, you know, so it's going to be great. And so we're really moving right now. So now that the HTML site is up, they are putting their CMS, they're enabling their CMS behind that, and that's a system that we'll use to make edits and things on the back end. So they're doing that enabling now. They anticipate that takes about 2 weeks. And then the content migration is the next step. So that's taking all of the pages that we currently have text on, pulling it over to the new page, taking a document, an actual like PDF or Word document that we have on our site now, pulling it over to the current site. So that's the biggest question mark, they said, as far as how long that takes. It really depends on how many attachments we have. So our website is somewhat simplistic on most pages, so those should go quickly. The ones that will take longest are archives of meeting minutes and things like that.
But doesn't the vendor already know, or shouldn't they know, how much volume that is?
They do know how much volume it is, but they just said that there's some variability in how long it takes to transfer those over. So,
I mean, if there's X number of gigabytes, they should be able to say, okay, that's going to take X number of time.
Must be another factor in there that neither I or any of us are aware of, but they made it sound like there is some variation on that. So,
is there going to be a review process? I mean, does that mean everything that's currently on our website will be migrated over to the new website?
It'll be migrated over, and then of course I'll be in there. There's going to be pages that are completely just blank and say under construction, because we have a lot of new pages coming online. But I'll be able to get my hands in there and spruce things up before we would actually go live. We would also schedule a training before going live, or somehow in line where it makes sense if we want to just jump in. So
do we have a go live date?
We don't have a go live date at this point because I'm not able to get the how long the content migration piece will take. But I'm seeing very quick progress now at this point. So
is the board willing to give a target date for it to go live? September 1?
No, not September 1. I'm not opposed to it, Frank. I just don't want to set a false date and, you know, that we really have no idea whether it can be met or not. I mean, September 1, fine. You want to shoot for September 1, that's fine. But, I mean, I don't do webs, so I don't know what the migration, I don't know going through these details would be. If you want to shoot September 1, make a motion, we'll pass it and see what happens. But I don't want that to be held against Leslie, first of all, if we don't meet it. And I don't want it to be held necessarily against the company if we don't meet it. So if you want to set a date, let's set a date. we need something to shoot at. I agree.
Because my concern is that as the vendor gets other new clients or goes prospecting for other clients without a definitive date, this moves down on the priority list.
My guess, if he's a any businessman like you and I used to be. He's probably been doing that through this whole process anyhow.
Right.
But
I've been very impressed.
Let's see what we can get done. Let's shoot for September 1. See if we can push him to get that done. But you know, we also need a realistic idea, Leslie, from them as to what are the expectations. I mean, what is going to happen? And you know, because it has gone a pretty long time. Now I know a lot, and again, in web life, maybe it's not. It just seemed like it would have gone a little quicker. But the reality of web design and everything is probably a little different. So.
Having done web design in the past, and not at the level they're doing it by any means, but it does take some time, and the more input and changes you have, the longer it takes. So every time we made a comment, the collective we made a comment of change this, we want something different, that was a little more added time. The question that I would have is, if they're migrating all of our pages, do we really want all of our pages? I mean, we've got a lot of stuff out there, and I'm not sure that everything we have needs to be there or needs to be in the form that it's currently in.
So it was a very big project I worked on that's been kind of behind the scenes, but every page that is relevant, I had to create this big Excel document that linked current page to where on a map of where it'll be on the new page. So I vetted all that. I've been trying to update the current website as much as possible so when it comes over, it's worded in a similar style and things like that. So to kind of speed it along once we get everything migrated. So yeah, if there was a page that didn't make sense or isn't necessary anymore, I didn't map it to the new site. So I think I've taken care of that.
Once we decide that those pages are no longer needed, are we going to totally remove them or rename them so that somebody that has them bookmarked can no longer get to them? They'll get the 404 error code, page not found.
I'll have to check into that. I'm not sure exactly how that would work if someone had... Okay. I mean, all of the URLs, I believe, will be changing. But I'll...
Because we don't want them linking to a page that may actually have misinformation on it.
Okay.
Just because they've bookmarked it.
I will certainly check into that for you.
So if we get this HTML site to look at, what are we going to see? What should we expect to see? What do you want us to see?
Well, I don't want you guys to feel like you need to provide a lot of comments at this stage. They're still in there working. But basically, you're going to see the design has come to life. So you'll see when you open it that there's an alert that can pop up if we so choose. So it pops up and it has, you know, an example there. You can click and see what the drop-down tabs will look like, which was something you didn't get a feel for on the design, things like that. But it's beautiful pictures, flipping through, that kind of thing. But there's going to be tweaks, but we'll let them get a little bit further along before we...
But going back to Connie's issue, and I think that was my concern, is, you know, we have one of our concerns, and one of the reasons we wanted to do a new website is we have so much stuff on there. Mm-hmm. You don't know where it's at. You don't know how to get to it. There's no logic behind some of it. We're not going to... Through that migration, we're not going to end up with the same situation just on a newer website.
No way. Okay. It's totally different navigation, right. Which we held the public forum for people to come out and give us input on what kind of tabs they'd want to see across the top, things like that. So, like, it's all going to be different. Okay. You're going to be able to get to content in more than one way because what's logical for me may not be logical for you. So there's going to be multiple pathways to get to the content that people are looking for.
All right, so September 1, let's see where we're at on that date, but push them.
And then if you don't mind, I know that I'm not sure where Kelsey is with United Way, but if I could present on her behalf, sure. I know that getting the information to you guys before August was important to her, so I will do my best to wing it here. Hopefully she's okay.
And I think that was some of the information that was passed on.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Right. Glad she's okay. But
once,
we are, excited about this project she's brought to us, and I want to make sure it gets proper attention. So what you have in front of you is the Born Learning Trails sign package. The United Way of Delaware County came to us with this proposal to install these signs along a trail in our community. This is something that they just launched over in Powell, and they have two trails in Delaware, the city of Delaware as well, as in a variety of other communities, I believe. Those are the ones that stuck in my brain. But the idea is really to provide learning experiences for children and that bonding interactive opportunity between a child and a parent or other important adult. So it's, I think, 10 signs, and you'd place them along the trail so as people are walking, they have an activity to do with their child. It prompts you to do, you know, to find a leaf and explore a leaf, for example, or count to three, or identify different shapes. So it's geared towards a younger child and an adult. Ron and I thought that this would be a great addition to Freeman Park, that might become a draw to that particular park. It doesn't have high-speed cyclists racing down that particular path in that loop. We also Kelsey came to the Parks Committee meeting, presented this to them. They all really liked the idea as well and asked that we bring it to you all for your approval, which I believe the United Way will be doing an official announcement on August 1st or thereabouts. So they announce all the communities that are getting these trails. Once the trail is actually complete, which all installed by volunteers in United Way, paid for by United Way, maintained for by United Way, so we don't have to invest anything into that, but we would invest into publicity for a kind of grand opening event, should you choose to move forward with this. So that's hopefully okay description for winging it. But I'm happy to try to answer any questions you may have.
And I believe I was at the one Parks Board meeting or advisory committee meeting where they talked about this, and they did talk about Freeman, and they talked about there may need to be some actual modifications to the trail. I mean, but it would be the United Way that would do all of that, of course, with our approval.
Yeah. So there's actual, in addition to the signs, there are pavement markings, right. And the United Way would be the ones putting down the pavement markings.
They'd coordinate with Ron and the...
Absolutely, yeah. And if we're doing a resurfacing of the path, for example, they would come back and then repaint again. So
would this be actually... Never seen one of these, so
yeah,
I don't know. Either. Is this going to be like a bump out to the trail, or is this going to be stop in the trail and block all other traffic from moving on the trail?
That's a good question. It's usually just right on the regular path, we don't need to pour extra cement for it or anything. And I think that from what I've observed and Ron's observed of that park is it's not high traffic enough that should be a problem for someone to step to the side if there were a bike or something coming through.
On page 2, it says that they're looking for paved space for 4 of 10 individual stations.
Yes, only four of the signs have a pavement marking that goes along with it. The other 6 signs, the activity would be like find a leaf or do something that doesn't relate to the physical trail.
In item number 2, also on page 2, they talk about Genoa Township will promote by physical flyers. What does that mean, and what is the cost?
My understanding is we do not incur any fees for anything related to this. I will have to check into what exactly they intended by that. But as far as we've discussed so far, it would be me helping to promote via Facebook that we're having a grand opening.
Electronically, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to get into printing flyers.
Oh, you can use a newsletter.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be another option.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Link to a printable PDF.
Then they're asking for a 4-year period of time for this, and because of the newness of this,
I would prefer that it possibly be a year for lack of a better word, a trial. And then if everything's working out well, then we could renew it for 3 years. But to go into this for a four-year period without really knowing what it is that we're getting into, I'm a lot hesitant.
We discussed that with her as well. We were like, if it's just not working out or our residents don't like it, you know, what could we do there? And she said that it would be absolutely fine. They'd come remove everything and take that property away.
Yeah, but
so I'm sure she would be willing to revise the MOU.
Yeah, because the way that this is currently written, it has to be modified in writing. And it takes two parties to consent. So if we wanted to back out and they did not want to, then we would be locked into this four-year period.
Yeah, we... I'm...
Well, but it says this agreement may be terminated in whole or in part by either party without cause. Under termination.
I know, which kind of contradicts the time period up above. Unless
they probably just don't want to make an investment of financial investment, time investment, without having something beyond a year. But I'm okay with that sentence. I was actually going to point out the same thing that Trustee Gebhardt just did about we can or they can end this at any time without cause.
United Way would be responsible for the removal of a terminated trail and all its materials. Whether you're under any obligation stated above may result in termination of this agreement. Place from, through, unless modified in writing before that date, forward.
I agree, after rereading it.
Okay. All right. So, I assume they want the... I mean, since we're going into an agreement, I guess we need had a motion to enter into an agreement with
United Way of Delaware.
United Way of Delaware County.
For the Foreign Learning Trail Memorandum.
All right. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that Genoa Township enter into an agreement with United Way of Delaware County for the establishment of a watch, learn, stop, play. Foreign Learning Trail to be located at Freeman Park?
Yes.
Okay.
I will second that.
Made into any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay. So you'll reach back out to them and...
I will.
I don't know if this is the... We'll probably need something better than this as far as something to sign.
Will do. So,
but probably have to change it to August 1st instead of July.
Change August 1st, yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Nothing? Okay. Thanks. Great movie night the other night.
It was.
Yeah. So, good night. All right. Police. Chief Camel.
Good evening. Our current contract with the Westerville Schools for school resource officers for Westerville Central High School and Genoa Middle School has expired. We received a proposed new contract from Westerville Schools, which was forwarded to you, along with a copy of our just expired contract and the contract with Westerville Police. The SRO program is a vital part of the safety of our school children, and our current program works very well. We have a very good relationship with the Westerville schools, and our officers do an excellent job collaborating with the schools and students. And we routinely get compliments from the schools, parents, and students. The SRO program is a clear win-win situation for the schools, township, and police department, and I recommend continuation of this partnership. It's my belief that the board must approve any contract of this nature, and I can't approve it. I recommend reapproving the contract with the existing language, with a few minor word changes of the contract that just expired. I have concerns about some of the language in the proposed contract that was forwarded to you in template form. Also, I will mention, too, that one of the main facets of this is that the Westerville Schools pays half of the officer's salary and benefits for the 9-month period when they're in schools. I do believe we need to have a contract in place prior to having the officers in school for the upcoming year. I would not feel comfortable having them in schools without an existing contract. School begins August 17th, and the officers usually report to their assignment a week early, so that would be about August 10th when they actually go there to start working. They're working patrol right now. I know Debbie Meisner from the school is here tonight to also to answer any questions you may have, so with that, I'll open it up to you.
Did you want to expand on the language that you had concerns with? Or
In comparing our contract that just expired to the template that they gave us, there were two main items of concern. If you look on the first page, it lists the four roles, the four main roles of the SRO. In our current contract, it lists as number one, law enforcement. In the proposed contract of the template, it changes that around and flips it where law enforcement is the fourth. So I have a concern with that because the main function of the officers in the schools is law enforcement. That's their main responsibility, their primary responsibility. So I believe it should be stays listed first and not go to the bottom. I don't know that the listing necessarily, they intend that to be in the order of priority, but one could read that and consider that the order of priority. So I would recommend to keep it as it is in our current contract, the one that just expired. The other area of concern I had is there's a change in language in the proposed contract under, if you go towards the second to last page of the role and truancy issues, the change, as I read it in the proposed contract, allows for a more active role of the police officers in the truancy enforcement. We should not be in the truancy enforcement business. We don't have the legal authority to do that. The schools have that authority under the ORC by using the attendance officers. One of my concerns when I first started here is I heard some cases where they were sending officers out to a house. Little Johnny didn't want to go to school. They sent an officer out there to try and talk him to go to school. That's not what we should be doing. So I put an end to that. I don't want our officers playing any role in the truancy issue unless there's a safety concern or some really exigent circumstances. So those were the two main areas. There was a little bit of wording in who they report to in our current contract. I would change it. It says they report to the lieutenant. Now there's a sergeant they would report to. But that's just a very minor word change.
I fully agree, Steve, with I've got your two concerns as well as a couple others in that law enforcement should be number one.
I agree.
And then crime prevention is number two. Mm-hmm. Number three would be mentoring and problem solving, and number four is education.
And we always have that discussion with our officers, and they know that they're not there to enforce school rules. They're there to enforce the police officer, enforce law enforcement, but they do the other roles also. So they're trained on that. They understand that. And anytime there's an issue, we have a great relationship with the schools, and we're able to talk through it. So it's never been a real problem. Anytime we've had a concern or they've had a concern, we've been able to talk it out.
Two additional thoughts that I have, and I'm fully supportive of the concept, and I think that if we get Paul and Steve our comments, that they can work through to get the words right. On page four, there's a review board, so to speak, in which the officer has to be approved, so to speak. And I really don't think that that's appropriate, that there's a committee and that there's approval, although I understand that the chief of police ultimately has the final authority. It just seems like an unnecessary process in that. The other thing is,
if I go back, in our current contract, the one that we've been working under, the selection is done by myself with the deputy chief, and I do interviews. What Trustee D'Antoni is referring to is in the proposed contract, there's a selection committee review board that's in there that consists of school people and parents and students. I really don't have a particular problem with that, in that if it gains their acceptance and approval, I don't have a problem with that. At the end of the day, I'm going to make the determination who goes and who doesn't go, what's best for the police department and the township. So,
And I understand that there's 50% of the officer's salary and benefits are reimbursed. Steve, how much money, grant? Do we get any grant money from federal or state authorities for
No.
this?
So it would be our cost for the other 50%?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about related costs, such as training, such as vehicle, so on and so forth? Are those reimbursable?
Not currently. We do the training. Again, we send them to a basic SRO school. We supply them with a cruiser that they take to the school. They park it. It doesn't get a lot of miles, so the costs for that would be somewhat negligible over the school year. The training would be, if there's advanced training, I don't recall if they've gone to any advanced training. So the training costs, again, when we go to one of those classes, it's a few hundred dollars. Okay. The bulk of the cost is their salaries and their benefits.
Sure. So I'm supportive of it. I'm not prepared to vote on the resolution as it's been proposed. I think that I can get my comments to Steve and Paul, and they can work with the City of Westerville.
You want to, Debbie, if you have it, if you want to speak at all, I'll give you the opportunity.
Come on up, Debbie. It's your name and who you represent.
Good evening, trustees. My name is Debbie Meisner. I happen to be a resident of Genoa Township for more years than I can remember. It's a pleasure to be here to meet with you today. I wish I had availed myself of this civic opportunity before tonight, but today is the first night that I've ever participated in such a conversation. Chief, please understand that any revisions to the contract that were sent from the previous three-year time period to this current time period were offered by the Westerville Division of Police and were put into place with their contract last time. My attempt was just simply to offer to both organizations an opportunity to reply back to share any revisions that anyone wished to have to the contract. I don't hear any concerns regarding anything that was issued. Certainly the priority of what a law enforcement officer does, that's what they are. They're a law enforcement officer. So if we had simply received some feedback regarding suggested changes, I think we could have gotten this done.
Yeah. And I think we still can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
Has the Westerville Schools Board approved this document yet?
No. We were still waiting for feedback to make sure we were on correct footing before we took the time and the energies of a Board of Education or even the treasurer to see this. We wanted to make sure we had what we needed to put in front of them.
So you wanted it from me, from our standpoint, since we're providing the officers, you wanted to...
I thought we were still either in a this looks great or hey, can we strike this word here mode and moving forward.
Yeah.
Given the dates that Chief Gamble gave us with school starting on 8/17, getting our officers in the week prior, that would be 8/10. Our next meeting is 8/3. So we should be able, I would think, to get the communication back and forth, get this amended to the satisfaction of all parties, and then approve it. At our 8/3 meeting.
Sure.
Just send us the corrections and we're on board.
Yeah. And then this will go before your board at that point.
I'm not even sure that it does go before our Board of Education. I know that our treasurer is empowered to sign off.
Okay.
It will go before the board if that's what's required.
Well, I think you heard. I mean, I didn't see any real substantive type issues here. I think some of it is just clarification, and I think we'll be in good shape. But so we'll go ahead and get you the comments. See, our meeting is what, the August 3rd, so we can get them to you by middle of next week.
To Steve and to Paul.
Yeah,
Steve and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, if we can do them, and then
you guys
take off and get your heads together, and then get with Westerville.
I also want to take the opportunity to thank Chief and share how absolutely incredibly wonderful the school district's relationship is with Genoa Township Police Department. all of our jurisdictions in our school district, it really, if you go back into time, the relationship that our safety service partners in our school district has had has really been a model that the state has used on how to do this.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, I know just when I drive down the street and I see the police car parked in front of the school, my initial thought is, oh, what's going on? And then I come to realize that it really is there as a purpose, as a deterrent, to let people know that issues.
Yeah, and I'll echo that. I mean, Officer Graham and Officer Berner do a great job, to the point where, I mean, I've seen plenty of cases where students pick Officer Graham to hand them
right.
their diploma at graduation because of what he's meant to them throughout their high school career. So it's great. I mean,
all right. Well, let's get
you go in there
out.
For a day and spend a day with those officers and see what the work they do is just it's tremendous.
Good. So. We'll get it wrapped up.
The next item I have is forwarded a written request from Officer Emily Brees for the education incentive that's allowed by the contract for achieving an associate's degree in criminal justice from Columbus State Community College, awarded May 12, 2017. We sent you a copy of her transcript and diploma. Section 1411 of the current contract allows for an education incentive of 75 cents per hour for an associate's degree upon trustee approval. I request approval of this incentive effective July 24, 2017, which is the start of the next pay period.
Before you, somebody makes a motion, but Emily received her degree the 12th day of May 2017. So instead of a July 26th, I would suggest that it may be a June 1, because that's when she graduated, next paycheck. Rather, there's no reason why we shouldn't pay for that 45-day period.
The contract does spell out that it's the first pay period after trustee approval.
It does? Yeah. Not after graduation? Well, we could make it retroactive.
We could.
I mean,
violate yeah. with the pay.
Right. Yeah.
It says if a member's request to receive an educational supplement is approved by the Board of Trustees, payment shall begin on the first pay period following such approval.
So my only question would be, have we done this for someone else that could now come back and say, well, wait a minute.
We just did one for Lieutenant McMillan, and it was the following pay period, so it was not a retroactive.
But when did McMillan get his degree?
It was in April, I believe, and I think it was at the May or June board when it got approved. So it was sometime after he graduated.
But it was retroactive.
Yeah,
so, but
it
his was
an extended period of time as this one is.
I'm more than happy to give my officers.
Right.
Pay, but I'm just saying by contract, that's what the contract says, and that's what we've done in the past.
Right. And I'm not opposed to it either. I just want to make sure that if we are doing it in this case, there haven't been other cases even recently where we haven't done it, and they come back and say, well, wait a minute, you just did it for them.
I
was in that same situation. You didn't do it for me.
The last meeting I was at, I did it for Lieutenant McMillan, and it was effective the following Sunday or the first pay period following that.
I think the way that we can not have this gap between graduation and trustee action is to get it on the agenda sooner.
I guess that's my question.
Yeah.
Was there a delay on this one for some reason?
She just forwarded. I sent it up as soon as she forwarded it to us.
And then that would be the officer's issue to have not turned it in sooner.
That's
not
correct.
Not that I'm opposed to paying people for what they've earned, but I think that there's a due diligence that individuals have to do, too, in getting us the paperwork if they've read the contract, I'm sure.
I agree.
Okay.
We've received the benefit of the education without the compensation that goes with it for the past 2 months.
True.
So what I was trying to do was fill that gap.
Yeah.
But I understand if there's a gap for other people, then that's inconsistent. So I guess the message is when you graduate, get your paperwork in.
Invite us to the party at least.
Yes.
And it does take some time for them to actually get a copy of their diploma.
True.
And the transcript also, so there's going to be a time lag.
Yeah, because we have required that.
Now, yes.
Okay, well,
Let's go ahead with a motion. I'll move to authorize a 75-cent per hour educational supplement per Article 14.11 of the OPBA Patrol Officers Union Agreement to Officer Emily Brees. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? I think the intent is good, and I think you need to address that in the future. Mm-hmm. So.
I agree.
Okay. Good.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Two quick updates. On July 11th, Officer Sigmund noticed our canine Ben was sick, was throwing up, not acting right. Took Ben to the vet. After significant amount of testing, they determined that he had an obstruction between his intestines and stomach, and the food was not getting through. Bottom line is they went up, they had to do emergency surgery on Ben. It was all successful. He's doing better. He's on the couch at home for a few weeks and resting up. It should be back within a week or two. So I don't think he'll be there, borderline whether he'll be there for National Night Out or not. But he's doing better now. So.
All right.
And we put something up on Facebook. It got a lot of reaction to it. So. The second item is, again, to highlight National Night Out is Tuesday, August 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. at McNamara Park. I'm pretty excited about our entertainment this year. We have an up-and-coming band called 71 South.
It's one of those new boy bands, isn't it?
It is. It's fronted by our fiscal officer, Mr. Pat Myers, who may be rivaling Justin Bieber after this. I don't know. So come out here and play Freebird. Brown Eyed Girl, you said?
Yeah. Wagon Wheel.
And all of it. So we invite all the public out. Fire's heavily involved. Leslie's heavily involved with it. We're going to put out some videos ahead of time to promote it. Going to try and do some live Facebooking during it try to do a couple different things this year.
Good.
So that's all I have, unless there's any questions for me.
Chief, I saw some minutes from the police advisory. There was one of them that said that there was someone trying to kick in a door, and they got a live video of it. Are you familiar with
that? That might have been they were referring to a, I know there was a burglary we had where they were inside and they stole the camera.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the one kicking in a door, a video of somebody kicking.
I don't know.
I don't recall that off the top of my head.
I thought that was the news blast that was on the local news about someone, a vacant house, and they had gone in.
Somebody burglarized the house. They went in, and there was a real good picture of them on the video camera. They stole the video camera, but it also had already uploaded to the cloud.
Correct.
Okay.
So that might be what you're referring to.
Okay. But overall, things are in pretty good shape, time-wise.
Yes, other than construction.
Yeah. And I do think we need to remind the county. In fact, why don't we make sure that happens tomorrow? Chris, if I have to. I mean, with all the roads shut down and for them to pull something, like they did today, you guys have to know what roads are open and what are closed.
It would be appreciated.
Yeah, because especially on, everything seems to be on that side of the township, so we'll give Chris a call.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, HR, Linda.
Good evening, everyone. I have a couple of items tonight to bring to the board. The first is back in May, the board gave the go-ahead to hire two full-time employees. So we did advertise. We had 15 applicants, and out of those 15, we interviewed 7 of them. We do have 2 that we're going to ask approval for tonight. The first is for the park maintenance position, and his name is Matt Rule. I've given him a conditional offer of $18 an hour, and this would be full-time. The second one is for the building and grounds position, and the gentleman's name is Zachariah Gilkerson, and he has been given a conditional offer also of $18 an hour, and this is also full-time. So I'm looking for approval tonight for both of these. Have the applications. You should have the applications.
For clarification, one of these positions is the replacement for Mike Disbennett?
Mike actually was in Rhodes.
I understand, but from a total headcount standpoint?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was kind of a back and forth amongst the board, but I think that was
because
what it ended up
I
being.
I don't believe we approved two new headcount. We approved one new headcount.
And then the replacement.
And a replacement.
So we built.
So, I mean, yes. So there were two, though,
okay.
Ultimately.
I just wanted to be
right
on my memory. It's there are two new employees, but one is a replacement employee for a previously retired individual, and one is a new headcount.
Yes.
But you said that Mike was out of Rhodes and Bridges?
Mike was actually Rhodes, not Bridges. We don't have Bridges,
so
but Rhodes.
What was he paid out of?
He was paid out of the Rhodes.
Out of the Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
And the full-time parks person, that'll be paid out of?
Parks.
General fund.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then building grounds, of course, is also part of Rhodes.
Okay, so we're hiring a full-time person. It's end of July. He's full-time, right? So that'll be the only full-time person we have in parks?
Yes.
Okay.
This is, it's new.
Right. I think that was the one that I voted against, making full-time.
I had nothing to do with that.
I know you didn't. I did. Okay. Someone want to make a motion? Because I'm not going to vote against my own motion.
What?
I move to hire Matt Rule to the position of full-time parks maintenance employee, effective on or after July 20, 2017, at the rate of $18 per hour.
Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any further discussion? And again, it's absolutely nothing against Mr. Rule. I'm sure Matt's a great kid, or a great guy, a great person, but I just question the finances of a full-time parks person at this point in time. So, roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
No.
Ms. Gilman?
Yes.
Motion carries. Hire a full-time buildings and grounds position. I'll go ahead and move to hire Zachariah Gilkerson to the position of full-time buildings and grounds employee effective on or after July 20, 2017 at a rate of $18 per hour.
Second.
Seconded. Further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Motion carries. All right. Welcome them both aboard. When will they start? Is there an effective date?
I waited approval first before checking with them. I'm sure they're going to want to give some notice.
Okay.
So we just made it effective as of this date.
Okay.
All right. The second thing I wanted to bring to the board is, I think, good news. Just kind of wanted to give you an overview of the BWC and what's going on with it. That's always the high premium that we look at. So I wanted to bring to your attention that we talked about the different rebates, and I've signed us up for every program that they have. So we get rebates throughout the year as long as we are involved in the programs. And to date, we've received you've got paperwork in your packets. The number there is wrong. I'm not sure where that number came from. I gave Donna the paperwork, but I also got new paperwork today. So I'm updating everyone. The actual rebates to date that we have is $19,443, and that is to date. So I do anticipate maybe a little bit more coming in before the end of the year. And then the other good news is that the BWC in the last few years apparently has made very wise investment choices, and they have done this once before, and they chose to give back to all of the companies that participate in their program. They give back 66%. It was off of the 2015 premium. So our check, as you can see, there is pretty good size. It ended up being $62,737.62, which makes our money back with our the rebate money also, it's over $82,000 so far. So considering our true-up amount was $76,551.01, we're actually ahead this year. We've actually made some money. I'm not sure how that happened. And then going forward, so that you know, we have maintained being in a group which has served us well. We paid $4,000, if you remember, you approved last meeting. And our savings, though, going forward is going to be $35,622 for 2018. So I feel like as far as industrial, we've done very well with the BWC, and they I think it's great that they gave us that money back, too. Just an update for you. Any questions?
That's why it's important for our safety programs and to make sure that
Absolutely.
All the departments are following the appropriate safety procedures, because this is money, this is real money. Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, on the rebates and the refunds that I get, the programs I'm involved with, the departments are involved. I mean, we have an incident report now that they faithfully have to turn in to me so that I can make sure that everything is going right. We run safety programs within the departments. We bring in the BWC to look around and tell us what we can improve upon. So I feel like it's working. I think we're doing our job, and so are the departments.
So Linda,
yes.
As I go down through again, okay, so here's the one check for $62,770, and then there's the $5,000, and then the $93,017. That's our payment?
No, your payment was, the true-up is the payment. So
I'm
it
sorry?
Was $76,000. It's on the policy notice, that one, the policy notice. So you'll see
right
some of
okay.
those items, yeah. And they didn't bracket some of the ones
of
they should have. Right.
Okay.
The true-up was actually what we ended up owing. So
okay.
The rest of those are rebates and then additional rebates, like I said, that I received.
And then our savings of $35,000. Okay.
Yep, going forward, just for being in group, yes.
Great.
Okay.
Let's keep it up.
All right,
Very
thank
good.
You.
Thank you. All right. I have an issue that really should have been addressed probably last month, and because it wasn't totally for sure, it was missed. We've been talking to some folks who had an interest in a basketball court at Center Green Park. I mean, that had been part of the plan. There had been a group that came in wanting to do a basketball court, and we had told them we just didn't have it in the budget. And even though it was in the plan, they had talked about trying to raise some money within Harvest Wind, Barrington, some Eagle Trace, some of those communities over there. Hadn't gotten a lot of traction. There was some traction. So I got a call from the residents and said they were still interested in helping out, still were interested in trying to get a basketball court in there. So I said, well, let's look at the next budget. So anyhow, got a call from Bob and said that we had been offered that McCoy Paving, because of all the paving they do in the township, were interested in making a contribution to the township. And so it was kind of left at that. Nothing really came anymore from that. So then find out that they are still interested in that. And in fact, it should have been approved at the last meeting that they went ahead, our folks went ahead, because McCoy said that they were interested in making the donation. Bob said, we have an interest in a basketball court. Would you be interested in donating the pavement? And they said, sure, that's what we do. We have it. And so Bob was counting, I guess, on me to bring it up the last meeting. I didn't. And so assuming that it was okay, went ahead and started building a basketball court at Center Green and put the base down that he took from Big Walnut when they did the road improvement over here. And so we now have a, I don't know how big that rascal is. It's a full size. It's the same size as we have at Freeman. Well, with a base, and then McCoy is interested in making a contribution. They have no idea when it would be done or what the amount would be value-wise. And so Bob told me that, and I said, well, I need to do some backfill here on this this issue. So what I would like to do tonight is make a motion that we approve the construction. It's not complete. Construction of a basketball court at Center Green Park. When some of their neighbors saw that construction was taking place, and I just found out about it really last night, that they then were excited and
started talking, and I got a call that they were interested in donating for the basketball hoops. So we will be given at least a basketball hoop, and they think they could probably gin up the money for the second basketball hoop. So we can end up with a basketball court at Center Green Park, no cost to the township as far as material costs for the materials, basketball hoop, whatever. And you hate it when employees get anxious and actually start building something that's going to be a positive, but we actually have the base in. So at this time, that's the situation we're in. So I'm going to offer a motion that we approve construction of a basketball court at Center Green Park. I then will follow that up that we either move to accept the donation of blacktop from McCoy Paving, since it's just going to be material, not a dollar amount associated with it. And so that's kind of the linear process that I see happening here. So I'm going to make the motion to approve construction of a basketball court at Center Green Park. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Okay.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, so we've got, we're going to have a basketball court at Center Green Park. Now, I will also make a motion. We move to accept a donation of blacktop from McCoy Paving for the construction of a basketball court at Center Green Park. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Motion carries. And I've been assured that Pat Myers will have the first slam dunk on the court. So, well, you're going to make a lot of people happy because they were really wanting to have a basketball court over there. They understood the finances of it, and we appreciate McCoy's Paving because they have done a lot of paving contributing that material. I don't know when it's going to actually be completed. As far as the paving, it's going to be dependent on when McCoy is available, but it should be within the next couple of weeks. So,
Carl, in your discussions with others about the basketball hoop, does it also, are you using that term just generically to mean the pole and the
yeah.
bank board and the hoop?
The whole set. Okay. Exactly.
Yep. Great.
Yep. Goal, right? Basketball goal? Is that
goal. Yeah. I played with a bushel basket on a barn. So. Okay. Any other business coming before the board before we go into announcements? Announcements, July 25th, the BZA meeting. In anyone who has a written agenda, it says 20th, but it is the 25th. July 31st, Fire Rescue EMS Advisory Committee at the Fire Department Training Room, July 31st. August 1st, National Night Out at McNamara Park, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. August 2nd, Parks Advisory Committee, 7 p.m. at the Township Hall. And next trustee meeting will be August 3rd at 6:30 p.m., and that'll be here at the office. Any other business? If not, I will make a motion and we move to adjourn into executive session at 8:02 p.m. To consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, and compensation of a public employee, and also to hold a conference with an attorney for the public body concerning disputes involving the public body that are the subject of pending court action. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion.
For the purpose of going into the conference with the attorney is for discussions regarding Cardinal self-storage on Maxtown Road.
Okay.
Litigation.
All right. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yep.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Motion carries. We now stand in executive session at 8:03 p.m. This time I will make a motion that we adjourn from come out of executive session and back into the regular session of Genoa Township Board of Trustees. The time is 9:37 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call. Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Motion carries. We are now back in regular session of Genoa Township Board of Trustees. I will make a motion that one of the our police officers has requested a leave without pay. I will make a motion to grant a 60-day leave without pay to Officer Jennifer Bartram. A second.
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Motion carries. Second item of business, I will make a motion to authorize County Prosecutor's Office to file a notice of appeal
regarding the Genoa Township versus Cardinal Self-Storage case. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Motion carries. Any other business come before the board? Hearing none, I will make a motion that we adjourn at 9:38 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.